hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T, and today we have a very special guest,
perfect timing.
on the podcast.
I didn't know y'all did sound effects. That's amazing. Yeah, right.
I didn't know either. That's yours. That's your official sound effect. His hands look like this, or her hands can look like that. He drives a big truck. He is the epitome of Texan. Big man, big pants, big hat, big life, big dreams, big money, big hopes, big heart. I introduce you to Tim.
Well, hey, guys.
Not a big name.
No, short name.
Only three letters, actually.
Maybe call me Timothy after that, because that was impressive.
That was a very impressive intro.
Yeah, it was. I feel quite blessed to be here after that. Goodness.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, dude. We do appreciate you. It's been a while since we've seen you. Thanks everybody for tuning in, whether you're watching on YouTube, watching this replay with video, or you're on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. Please subscribe, like all that. We appreciate that you're here today. So, Tim, how's life been since we've seen you last?
Well, I've been working and then going home and going to bed and then taking care of my kids when they're here. And then, then going back to work because there's not a whole lot of shit to do right
now.
Yeah,
that sounds about my life for the last
family, man. How many do you have? Are you willing to share that?
I have two kids and they are 6 and 8. So good kids.
My God. Young.
Little ones. Little
two
ones.
Two girls.
Boy and a girl.
Okay, good for you, man.
So we were chatting a little bit about before we started recording, and you came into a nice little score, and you have a new employment opportunity upon you.
I have a new hobby
Let's call it a hobby for now. Yeah. I mean, let's be real, because I've done it once.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, since I got all that stuff, but no, yeah, man, I got back into DJing. So when I was in like high school, I used to like just DJ like school dances and stuff for fun. I kind of just enjoyed playing music, so it was fun, anyways. I enjoyed doing it. Did a little bit in college and then just obviously stopped because I got out of college and had to work. But COVID does weird things to you. And one of the things it did to me is start looking at going out of business sales for audio video places. And I found an auction of some place over in Bryan College Station, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And had to they pennies on the dollar, man. It was awesome.
Nice. So you got like the whole elaborate DJ setup. Do you have like the, do you do like the electronic,
turntables?
Mixing, like wickle, electronic turntables?
I have electronic turntables. They're MP3 turntables is what they are.
Yeah.
And I can scratch on them. Still. I'm not good at scratching. I'm not an MC by any means. I'm not like DJ Jazzy, nothing, but
yeah.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
So you told us earlier that you did a 40-year-old birthday party.
I did. Somebody turned 40. It was, then it was coming out of COVID, man. They were
I want to know what your top five. Give me your top five. The ones where like the party's starting to die down a little bit. I'm gonna toss this on to get the 40-year-olds out of their lazy boys.
40-year-olds
and on to the dance floor.
I was gonna say it's very, very specific on when your audience on that one, but man, let me tell you, if you throw some NSYNC on, 40-year-olds go crazy. Like I threw Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, NSYNC. I was rolling the 90s, okay, man. And then
late 90s, early 2000 pop stuff.
Biggie, Snoop, the old stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, we were rolling all of it. So
yeah, you know your audience. It wasn't like you're out there putting on whatever that K-pop sensation is, you know?
I'm not playing that crap. That's not for me. That's not my day.
yeah, that's little unknown fact about Jonas is I actually owned legit turntables back in the day with record that you put records on with a mixer, and somebody stole the mixer from my house while I was sleeping.
Oh man, that's
so then I had two I had two record players.
Yep, and, that's what you had.
Yeah, didn't work out very well. I never DJ'd anywhere, but I messed around and it was fun. It was fun to play with. Did you ever know I had those TNT?
No. I was unaware. I knew you had a DJing pass, but I did not know you were a DJ. Well,
next time I see you going at a business sale, I'll pick you up a crossfader. How about that?
Yeah, I don't have the record players anymore. They don't have a crossfader without turntables.
It's not helpful either.
Yeah, but I also had a little, I've talked about this on the podcast before. I interviewed to be a DJ for work, and the guy at the job interview asked me what drugs I did and then admitted to doing meth. And I was like, oh, I'm good on this one. He's like, I just do meth, man. It keeps me up all night. And I was like, oh, I'll let you know what I think about the job. And then he called me like incessantly for like probably 2 weeks after that to come work. And I was I'm good, dude.
I think you told that story on the Melody Pang episode.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
It was. I know it's real because he sold it at least 5 times in that episode.
Yeah, it's my go-to. You know, you ever have a meth job interview story?
A good story.
Well, TNT, do the details ever change, or is he staying pretty consistent?
He's consistent.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be real then.
I believe him.
Yeah, the only thing I leave out is when the guy tried to make out with me. Because now it's breaking news.
And you let him. That's really messed up.
Hey, nobody's here to judge, man. We're just, you do you, brother.
Well, Tim is another one of our illustrious guests from an improv group that we did. He was very talented in the show. His prowess only rivaled Jonas and mine.
No, it didn't. but I will bring up my favorite improv deal we ever did was with Jonas when we were in a fish tank. Do you remember that?
Oh, on stage?
Yes.
Yeah, that was stage. Like, yeah, it was me. It was the show that you weren't able to come to, TNT. Okay. And like we were the opening act. It was me and him. I don't remember. Okay. Let me tell you something about improv, Tim. I never remember anything that I talk about, like as soon as the scene's over. Like, it's like, and I actually talked to the teacher about that, and they said that, you know, you're so in it that you don't like, you aren't like thinking about what you're doing. And that's so true. Cause when we do our YouTube stuff, we get done and I'm like, hey, what did we just talk about in that video as I'm trying to name it on the computer? So why don't you refresh my memory? Cause you seem to remember what we did. Cause I remember it vaguely and I remember it being good. But I don't remember what we talked about.
Well, basically, it was I think the intro or the prompt was, you guys are in a fish tank, and
yeah,
that was it.
Sounds about right.
And it was like okay, and so we both sat down, and the best thing ever, and I think the audience loved it. You and I both kind of in unison just started swaying back and forth like we were grass in the thing.
So, oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Recall, we kept up the swaying the entire deal. So we were just, you and I were just pieces of grass in a freaking aquarium. And then I think we were just commenting on people in the audience, if I recall. Like, I don't remember exactly what we talked about, but
yeah, we were talking about our surroundings and we were just stuck there talking. Yeah, it sounds about like something we would do.
Yeah, we're like, hey, look at that douchebag in the red. Oh, what a jackass. Yeah, that's.
You want to get over an improv show, you cut down on the audience.
The easiest way for a laugh.
Yeah, exactly. So, are you going to get back into improv when it starts back up eventually?
Oh, man, I'd like to. But, you know, the sad thing is all the other improv places are across town from me. Like,
I'm here with me.
Yeah, I'm Southwest. And, you know, that's what was so great about where we were is it was right on the same side of town. But now it's, you know.
Yeah, trying to drive an hour at 6 p.m. to hit an improv class during Austin traffic isn't ideal.
Yeah, that sounds less than fun. Although I wouldn't mind getting Bible Jam back together. That's what I'll say.
Right? Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Well, everyone we've talked to this on the podcast, they've all been like, yeah, we want to get back into improv and we want to do more improv like as a group with us. So maybe we can try to work something out as we knock off the rust.
Yeah, we just meet at the park and just do improv by ourselves.
People are like, look at those guys just doing acting in the park.
We'll post up next to the D&D guys and just do
it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the live action D&D guys, the ones that are out there in full costume. Yeah, right. Yeah. So TNT, got anything about Tim you want to talk about more before we get jumping into anything?
No, not really. I think I've embiggened his head enough. Embiggened, that's a word, right? Embiggened.
George Bush said it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, as of today it is. So, all right. So, what?
This is George Bush meme.
Oh, gotcha.
Strategy.
So, you know, sometimes when you have two neighbors, they disagree over like their landline, you know, they're like, oh, you know, this line is mine or your fence is on my property or whatever. So there was a situation. It doesn't say where it was. So we always joke. It's always Florida. I think it may have been Michigan. So Michigan, Florida, two men, they couldn't decide on the landline. He said, the one guy said his grandfather developed this farm 100 years ago, and the other guy said, this is my damn landline. So like any normal, sane, rational person, he put up a 250-foot-long fence made of cow manure right on the property line. To the point where the people who live in the other house can't even open their windows because their house is close to that property line. And they said every time they open their window, it's just cow shit smell all through their house. And there's nothing they can do because it's not illegal to do that. And the man said it is not a cow crap fence. It is a compost pile. So that's how he tried to get around it. So just curious what you guys think with your neighbors.
Well, Tim, this is right up your alley, isn't it?
It is. It is right up my alley. Now, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm going to show my age here. But the whole time you were saying landline, I thought you were talking about a phone.
Me because too.
Back in the day, you knew. Okay, good. I was like, landline.
We're all old.
But,
yeah, I got it.
Yeah. But,
property
but,
line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, property line or boundary, you know, those kind of. Yeah, okay, I'm with you. But yeah, you know, hey, I had someone tell me one time that cow shit smells like money. And to them,
why is that?
Well, I guess they were cattlemen, so they liked the smell of cow shit. I mean, they were making money.
I get it.
But
yeah.
Unfortunately,
guess,
to the rest of us, yeah, it doesn't make.
Yeah, I guess sense, if you like work in a garage, the smell of a car engine smells like coins.
Exactly.
Like cow shit doesn't smell like human shit, right?
No, very very different because they eat, you know, grass.
I mean, yeah. So is it like
not big
better or worse?
Oh, it's bad. It's pretty bad still.
I'm not
dude.
Gonna ask. I'm like trying to ask you your preference. Like, would you rather smell human shit or cow shit? But I'm
if you put up a 250-foot human shit fence, he has that's an entirely different story.
Oh my god, my stomach is turning as you talk. But
yeah, how honestly, long would there it you take go. That, to collect it?
That's the answer to your question. It's cow shit, 100%. I don't want to smell 250 yards of human shit. The Doritos, the queso, the enchiladas, yeah. All the stuff that goes. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the
queso.
With the,
yeah. So, right. Well, what would you guys do if this happened to you? If this was your house and some guy, what would you do to your, how would you try to rectify this?
There's got to be some way around it. There's got to be a loophole somewhere, man.
Well, I mean, it's his property.
You know, cow shit's flammable. You just set fire to that shit and you'd be done with it.
Just walk out, just dump kerosene on it. And just
yeah,
it.
You shouldn't even have to do it. And there's so much methane and dried grass in it. It should just go right up. You know, in the old prairie days, that's what they used to look for, buffalo chips. And that's what the Indians would burn in their fires because there was no wood. So
now,
that's a true story.
What if the man that is not his property, maybe he wants to get into the psychedelic mushroom business and he could just look and get all the mushrooms growing off the poop pile and he could sell them. Why do you have a look like that, TNT? Do you not know that psychedelic mushrooms grow on cow poop?
Well, see, now that's illegal. And then you could just call the ATF and they would come and take him down. Or, I'm sorry, the...
Well, he could call the guy who owns the property and tell him he's growing a mushroom farm and take him down. Yeah,
well,
now, who told you psychedelic mushrooms grow on cow shit? Is that just a thing?
They really do. Yeah,
how do you know this?
Well, I have a friend in the mushroom business, and they don't use cow shit to grow the
mushrooms. Well, they probably grow them like in hydroponic tanks and stuff. But like in Ohio, dude, it's like they're
wild, maybe?
You guys.
I barely know you guys. Yeah, so... I mean, I was trying to make lemons out of lemons, you know? And it's like, hey, maybe he could get some, maybe they're old hippies and they just love tripping on mushrooms. And they're like,
how long did you say this fence was?
250, is it meters or feet? No, 250 foot.
250 feet. How high was it?
Hold on. I can share my screen. There's a little bit of a picture.
I don't want to see.
Are you wanting us to read? Cause that's not a thing.
It looks like, I don't know. I would say from the depth of field on this, I'd say probably 4 foot tall.
That's a lot of shit. If you were to set something like that on fire, how big a fire are we talking?
I think it would burn pretty well. I think it'd be I'm guessing it would spread to the land around you and burn your house down too. So that,
yeah,
probably not.
It looks like the farmer who set this, it looks like his house is set way back. So it's like, he doesn't smell it at all, but I think the other guy's house is super close.
The real question here is, where in the hell did you get that much cow shit? Because unless you're running a dairy, it's hard to find that much cow shit.
Maybe he bought, maybe he like spent the money to like really give it to his neighbor. Like, now that's dedication. If you're gonna like buy a truck full of cow manure to just make a fence and then call it your compost, you're dedicated.
I have a story about that.
Oh, all right. Well,
of course I do. Yeah, no. So a friend of mine was telling me, you guys know that I've been through some crap in my life in the last few years. And, there's been a person who was kind of the catalyst for that. That's a good word. Thank you.
You're almost through it though.
You're almost there. But anyway, so I have some friends that don't really appreciate the catalyst behavior. And they were telling me, they're like, hey, there's this internet site you can go to and you sign up and they will anonymously ship a box of shit to somebody and it will show up on their door in a box, like wrapped up nice. And then when you open it, it's shit, but you get to pick what kind of shit it is. So you can pick cow shit, elephant shit, rhino shit. Like, I don't think human shit. I think it'd be illegal.
Probably.
Every other kind, like, and it's called, I think it's called like poopsenders.com. So there's a plug for them, but, it's a thing, man. I'm telling you. And so anyways, they've been, you know, threatening to do that to said catalyst. I've said,
and
no,
like, let's, I want no part of this.
I want no part of that. That will only come back and hurt me. So I want no part of this, but yeah.
Right. Right. There is also a site where you can send someone a box of little gummies, but they're shaped like dicks. And then, and when you open the box, it says, here, have a box of dicks. And like, and they're gummy. No,
I think he's better enough. All right. I think he's done his job.
Okay. The poop would be more pertinent to the situation.
All right. So the best part about this poop sender thing is that when you open the box and, you know, it's a smelly bag of shit, there's a note on top that says, if you'd like to know who sent this, it's at the bottom.
Like, so they dig through and there's nothing.
They dig through it and there's nothing there.
And there's nothing there.
It's just one extra.
It should just be a picture of a middle finger, like in the bottom of the box. So on top of smelling it, you sort it and then it's just a giant middle finger.
Wow.
That's the business we should get in, dude.
That can't be legal. There has to be something illegal about this.
I mean, I don't know. They're not setting it on fire on their doorstep like in the 50s.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not dangerous, but there's got to be something illegal about that.
I don't think there is, man. I mean, people haul shit all over the place. I mean, that's what manure and compost and all that stuff is, man.
I don't know, like, if I would be like, I think I would be like, I would be mad, but then I would be like, who is so mad at me that they want to send? I'm like,
they paid to do this. Yeah, you paid $40. Yeah.
Wow, that's it.
I think, it's like 40 or 50
probably
bucks.
Just like a little box. Like, I'm sure it's not like pounds.
No, I think you pay by the pound. Like, I think there's like a minimum, and you can actually get it. You can get a custom mix, I think. I've never actually been on this side.
What but, yeah. the
it's
hell,
like a. Man. They get one of those USPS priority boxes as whatever fits goes. So they're just like loading it in. Weight doesn't matter.
I'm assuming they work near a zoo or something. So they're like offloading the poop for the zoo. So I guess that's how you get rhino and, you know, I don't know where you get rhino poop, by the way.
There's zero cost except for shipping in a box on this because the poop is free. They're getting the poop from somewhere because the zoo
is not free. You have to go get it. So, yeah, I wouldn't call that free.
There's labor costs.
There's the guy. There's like the logistics chain of shipping the rhino shit to the factory to box up to send to people. They keep it in like a cultivator that's hot so it keeps the smell going. The bacteria keeps... I was just trying to gross everybody.
That's a lot. That's a lot there.
I'm wondering, Jonathan, if the box smells in shipping.
Ooh. Like,
it's probably hard to contain that smell.
It's a good question. I wonder if they like, if it's, you know, there are like kind of the boxes you can get. Like if you order like online food sometimes, like the perishable stuff comes in that like waxy boxes.
Oh,
Maybe that's what they do. I don't know.
Oh, my mom sent me Omaha steaks one time that I didn't ask for. And maybe they put it in like a styrofoam, like cooler box. Like, but the cooler would take the smell down. So like once you realize, you wouldn't get the full effect. Cause by the time you realized it was poop, you'd be like, it's cold. I got to get rid of it.
It needs to be in a damp, warm area.
They crack those hand warmers that they use up at like when you go hunting and stuff, and then when they get hot
I'm guessing if you seal it in an anaerobic environment like that, it's going to get pretty funky like during the shipping, you know. And I'm sure they can second day it, so it's not going to.
No, they might want to ship it as slow as possible so it has time to like
fester.
They send it media mail because that's the really slow, cheap way to send everything. Wow. Wow, if you read anything shipped to you media mail, like over like eBay back in the day, it takes like 80 days for that shit to show up at your house. It's like, what do you do? Walk it to me?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, like when I used to sell things on eBay back in the day, if you sell it's like what, DVDs, books, things like that, you can ship it media mail and it's super cheap. It's like, it's low, it's so cheap, but it takes like probably 2 weeks to get like interstate. Like it's so slow. I don't know what the hell they do with it. Throw it in a warehouse.
Turns out the Pony Express is still a thing. They just carry it on a horseback to you.
One guy with one DVD and he just treks across the United States. Exactly. Yeah, that sounds about right. So speaking of zoos, it's a great way to segue into, did you guys hear about the Texas woman who went to the El Paso Zoo and climbed into the spider monkey cage and fed them flaming hot Cheetos and they recorded and caught her?
Wow. I don't know what to say about that.
That's... Yeah, I don't know why.
Why do people always want to fuck with animals? No offense, Tim.
I don't fuck animals. All right, let's be real clear. I want everybody in listener land to understand that I do not. Regardless of what TNT says, yeah, no.
No, I just mean
he likes to spread lies.
I just meant that
you're going to get a box of poop on your door here pretty quick.
Hey, wait a second! Don't send poop to the Crazy Town compound.
Listen, okay, fine. Well, you know what I'm saying. Why do people always want to fuck with animals? I never understood.
I don't know. Well, it's like I think. Well, here's the thing. Like in this article, it said like you know everything ended up okay as far as like they didn't attack her, but they're like even spider monkeys can fuck a human up. Especially a group of them. Yeah. If like you go in and interrupt their natural habitat, like at the zoo, like luckily she got in, fed them and got out. But they were like really pissed because like they don't eat flaming hot Cheetos. So it fucks up their diet, their bowels, their schedule of eating, like all sorts of stuff. And she got fired from her law firm. Like the law firm found out she did this and they fired her ass.
Wow. That's a big deal. She didn't see that one coming, did she?
She was just like, I just wanted to feed the monkeys. Like, yeah, what did the statement say?
I don't know how I feel about that.
The individual who was filmed trespassing in the spider monkey enclosure of the zoo was an employee of our law firm. She has been terminated. We have been a strong supporter of animals and animal advocacies, and we do not condone this irresponsible and reckless behavior. They took the we love animals route. Now they get all the animal claims.
No. I'm blaming this on meth as well. Like, I don't know what.
They fired her because she failed her meth test.
Yeah, right. I think...
Look, she's stupid, yes. She could have hurt the animals, yes. I don't think she should have got fired from her job because that's a little much.
I guess the question is, I mean, obviously this is all about PR and damage control.
Yeah, right? That's what it was.
So how many clients do you think a law firm would lose because someone did something stupid to an animal? Do you think that's big enough? Like, as a Texan, born and raised, do you think that people love animals enough in Texas to like not use a law firm over this?
I would say there are people who do love animals enough to not use a law firm over this, but I'd really want to know what her job was. Like, is she answering the phones or is she doing legal work? Cause if she's doing legal work, I'd probably fire her too. It's like, you're too stupid to work for me. I'm going to fire you. But you know, if you're answering the phones, I don't know that you needed to do that. I mean, she could be a lawyer too. If she's a lawyer, then that's even worse, but you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because if you have like a enough respected job like a lawyer, that the schooling and the like the licensure and like all that sort of stuff, and you're dumb enough to do something like that,
but I mean there was no consequence. She got banned from the zoo.
She could have killed the monkeys.
You said could, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So there was no consequence. She looked like an asshole, yeah. But there was no consequence.
So what if she would have like went in and punched the monkey in the face? She didn't kill the monkey.
Well, are we gonna talk in hypothetics or are we gonna talk in what actually happened?
She was trespassing. That's 100% accurate. So she works for a law firm. Depending on what they do, maybe they're trespassing cases. I don't know.
We're the hardest working trespassing lawyers there are in this state.
You're gonna use logic, and you're gonna make me agree.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that.
Jonas
sorry
is
about
speaking
that.
Hypotheticals, and I'm going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? You're going to use logic, and I'm going to be like, okay, whatever.
Well, sense. What if it was regular Cheetos? Does that make you happy? No, let's talk about
right. Are we talking the spices the case here? Are they spicy turnies?
Oh, can I tell you about the jalapeno Cheetos? Don't ever do that. Like, it's bad.
Those,
do you really?
I don't eat Cheetos. I mean, I do, but like I don't ever buy them.
I don't
ever buy Cheetos to eat at the house. Like, I will eat a Cheeto, but like, I haven't bought Cheetos for myself to eat in, oh my God, a decade.
So I was hanging out with some people on, I have a boat I've told you about, but anyways, I was hanging out with people on the boat, and someone bought a big ass bag of jalapeno Cheetos. We ate the whole thing between three of us. And the next day for all of us was not a pleasant day. We all agreed never to buy the jalapeno ones again. So, but yeah, she could build
your own wall of shit, huh?
So, well, I kind of did. If it
wouldn't have stacked up like a wall if I catch his drift.
It was not a wall, no, but. I mean, the spider monkeys, if they had to go through that, you know,
flaming hot Cheetos will tear up a human stomach. Didn't some rapper eat so many they had to go to the hospital? Wasn't that a thing that happened?
That was Lil Xan.
Lil
Xan, and he ate so many flaming hot Cheetos that he ended up having to go to the hospital.
Because, like, the spice was so strong. I think it, like, probably developed an ulcer.
It's whatever the powder is they put on them, but... I don't know. Like, flaming hot Cheetos are good. Are you like a crunchy Cheeto guy or like a puffy Cheeto guy?
Oh, crunchy. Every time.
Yeah. You know what's really good, though?
You like puffy
Takis.
Cheetos.
I didn't have Takis in Ohio till I came to fucking Texas, and I was
what?
Takis.
Takis.
Yeah, they're the rolled up. They're red. They're like flaming hot, but they're rolled up. Like,
it's just like a pound of flavor dust on each one.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
It's way more than there are on a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
The Takis are hotter?
A Taki would laugh at a Flamin' Hot Cheeto. With the amount of like flavor dust that's on it, I don't know.
Oh, so the Taki is worse.
If she'd have fed the monkey Takis, we'd be having a different conversation, I think. Yeah. Okay.
Then she'd be brought up on charges.
Dude, she should the Taki thing, you know, you get those little snack bags that have like probably 15 Takis in them. It's almost hard to finish one of those bags. They're so fucking hot. Like, but they're so good. The flavor is so good
it's
on them.
It is too much flavor dust.
It is a lot of flavor dust. But yeah, dude, well, because like you say there's no harm, no foul, but like what if the monkeys had the shits all week?
Oh my God. We're talking what ifs again. The monkeys
this
did
is
not
legit.
Have
we don't know.
Did,
we don't know.
It didn't, but no,
we don't
it,
know
it,
what kind
it
of.
It happened. Would it not be in your story?
Monkey diarrhea. Do you think
facts here on the?
You want to be a journalist? Let's journalize.
I mean, monkey diarrhea. I don't know if they put that in there or not. What?
Okay, hold on. They told them the spider monkeys are fine. Maybe a little shaken up by the incident, but they're fine.
Okay, so didn't happen.
You're gonna fire me because they need therapy now? Is that what the problem is? The monkeys need therapy. They're a little shaken up. They'll never forget this day. They still ask us to this day if we have a bag of just anything for a bag. Monkey offered to blow me the other day for a bag of fucking flaming hot Cheetos.
Every morning they're like, is a scary lady coming again to feed us the traumatic Cheetos?
They're going through withdrawal. They're just like tweaking.
They're out here pawning their bananas in at the commissary for fucking flaming hot Cheetos. None of this happened, by the way.
No, it didn't.
The monkeys aren't selling their asses for Cheetos.
Well, let me go ahead. I was going to say, let me throw another angle at this, which is, you know, talking about people that care way too freaking much about animals. You know, it's like these people, and it makes me wonder, is like, oh, that monkey looks hungry. I need to feed him. Because there's some really, really stupid people in our planet now. And it's like these people that go to Yellowstone and try to save like wild bison and then get, you know, gored to death because they're like, like the bison doesn't need your help. Like the baby moose is fine. Leave it the hell alone. But it's like, oh, we got to get it back to its mommy. Like, no, you don't. The mommy's about to kill you if you don't touch that baby again.
It just happened a few weeks ago that I saw a man at a zoo and he took his 3-year-old son. No, he wasn't even three. He was only maybe 2 years old. He was like an infant. He took his infant son in an enclosure with wild elephants. and the elephant started to charge him. And then he dove back through the fence, dropped his infant child, had to grab the infant child through the fence, which I think was electrified. I'm not 100% sure. But that just happened a couple weeks ago. And I believe there was even another story of a lady doing that just about a week or two ago.
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone would ever want to get into a zoo enclosure with any animal.
No, they're already not happy to be here. Like, right. You're just going to piss them off even more.
Right. You get 6 inches of space and you're going to jump in there as a big old scary human like, ah! And they're like, we will kill you.
Let's Is this recent? Is this a recent story?
This story actually. Oh, yeah. May 26th.
Yeah. See, the fuck pandemic has got people going crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's on like a hair trigger, like just like ready to just jump off and do some crazy shit. Like
pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought that was interesting because people like she's lucky that it was the spider monkey cage because the gorillas would have killed her. Oh, they would have just scary. Like.
Oh, yeah. Rip her apart. So with the chimpanzees and probably everything else in the zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, even the chimps probably would like probably beat the shit out of her too.
I'm not stepping toe-to-toe with a giraffe. No, nothing. Nothing. No.
Get you a big old neck swipe. Knock you out.
I was trying to think
dude.
If there was any animal I would step toe-to-toe with in the zoo. No.
Penguins, maybe? Except they'd be kind of icy and slippery, though. Yeah.
I wonder like if they get a gaggle of penguins? What is it, a grouping? A
flock.
Murder?
Flock.
I don't know. Flock, yeah, whatever. Yeah, they I wonder if they get like if they like attack. Like I've never seen a pissed off penguin. They just seem so docile and happy.
If they do attack, that's something I would pay to see.
When penguins attack.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Just like watch them mauling a beaver.
Peck them to death with their little flippers or whatever.
The ones with the hair, the ones that have the fancy hair on the top of their head. I can't think of what those ones are called. Yeah,
Emperor
so.
Penguins.
Look at you.
Look at you, Mr. Zoologist.
I know a lot about nothing.
I know a lot about things. Not
and that's something.
Important, though. Yeah. So, all right, let's switch to a more happier topic now. So,
are we going to talk about aliens?
No. This is a weird little story. This comes from the good old state of Maine, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, there's a man. His name is Tony Bennett. He's an older man. He says a grandfather, and he was frequenting the creek. Or the creek, however you say it, wherever you're from, that flowed behind a Walmart store in his city in Maine. And he noticed that all the trash from the Walmart parking lot, because it seems like every Walmart parking lot has tons of trash, makes its way into the little forested area and into the ravine that he goes down and spends his days with his grandkids with. So he has been making a case for Walmart to clean this area up for years, 3 years. And so he decided one day he had had enough. He decided he was going to clean it up himself, to which Walmart called the police on him and had him arrested for trespassing because he was cleaning up the property behind their store. And I thought that was pretty interesting. It shows how awesome corporate America is.
Well, the first thing I thought about when you said the parking lot's full of trash, I was like, and garbage too, because there's
very true, trash and garbage.
And garbage, both.
So I guess my question is, A, does this surprise you? B, would you ever care enough to clean up the parking lot of a Walmart on your own? And yeah, I guess those 2 points.
You know, I'm noticing a theme here. All of these stories have had to do with trespassing, basically, like the shit fence guy. The monkey enclosure. Now we're in Walmart. Like, is this? Are y'all changing this to the trespassing podcast or what?
Sometimes the themes come without any sort of like.
Hey, I just named your podcast for you. You're welcome. Right. So, yeah.
There it is.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like that. Breaking and entering coming next. That's next season.
Yeah, I want to show you what this man looks like though. Like they show him with the cop. So like. He probably looks like you probably think he does. He's right here. This guy. Can you see that man?
Oh wow! Yeah.
Make your screen big.
It's. Oh, I can zoom in. Hold on.
Yeah, zoom in. Oh yeah, more than that.
Keep oh it wow! Going. It's like Ted Nugent, man. Look at that.
Whoa, that is Tony Bennett. All right. Oh my god.
Yeah, there he is.
Is that a caveman?
That's why they arrested him. They thought he broke out of that museum.
That's not from taking the kids down there. He lives down there. Like, that's his home.
He's like, guys, my house is dirty. Like, why are you dirtying up my house?
He was just looking for his brush.
He's like, the hell with you guys. I was here before the Walmart. You know, I have.
Right. So I think he didn't go to jail for this. But like it says, let's see, how did it say? It said eventually he went down as of Wednesday morning, the store had started to clean the woods. So he responded, they're trying. So like it brought enough attention that the store decided it was worth them to clean it up. So
it's a happy
ending. It was
just
a little activism. Yeah.
That's so good. I love happy endings. I really do.
Who doesn't love a happy ending?
Stories too.
You know, it's kind of crazy because like if he was a Zoomer, with like that college student appeal to him and he went down there and did it and posted it on Reddit, he'd be a hero. But because he looks like somebody's fucking homeless granddad, he gets escorted out by the police. It's really sad, man. Really
he's out sad. There salvaging for dinner out there trying to steal his next meal.
There's guys on Reddit.
Put that picture back up. Can you put that picture back up?
There's see one more thing here. Likes on Reddit for the same.
He'd been picked up on Huffington Post or something. They'd be on the front page.
Yeah.
Like local activist is taking matters into his own hands.
The next Unabomber rested before he got to put his plan in fruition by picking up garbage. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't put the picture up. Ha. One more thing.
When he puts this picture up, I wanted to ask you, what's the over under on this man owning a didgeridoo? What do you think? You think he definitely owns a didgeridoo?
100%. I don't think there's even a question. Like, is the over under 99? Like, what's the? I'm taking the over.
I think part of me thinks like he owns one of those like broken old like espresso presses. That's how he makes his coffee. Like he just takes like the old grounds and.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm reading this thing. Mexico police is what that says on the door. Like that's what I was trying to figure that out. Can you see that?
Is this from Mexico?
Yeah.
This does not look like Mexican police. I've met some
Walmart
and they don't look
Mexico,
like this.
And it must be Mexico City in Mexico, Maine, because it says it's from centralmaine.com. So
interesting.
There's a Mexico in Maine?
Yeah, there must be. Yeah, yeah. It must be. Oh, there's more pictures. Hold on.
This is
Jesus.
He's working. Look at that too.
Look at all that trash.
God, he's right, man. That was a lot of garbage. Look, I can see you see that seven? That's one of those sevens off their little pricing signs.
Let's see what else. Oh, look, he's in his natural habitat out
there.
That
dude's just working. Like, that's bullcrap. Like, I'm pissed at Walmart all of a sudden. Like
there's the cop shaming. I'm like, what were you doing down here?
Well, I'm not the getting manager. Down there.
Look at the manager, dude. He's just watching.
Manager's about three bills. He's like, I'm not going down there. I won't get back up. Look at that. What are we looking at? Mexico, town in Maine. How about that?
It exists.
What's that population?
Oh, there's
number?
A good close-up picture.
Wow. Wow. Sasquatch lives. Look at that, dude.
Survivor man and shit. He's like, I'm out here living, dude.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Telling you, that dude lives there. I'm like,
it's a Bigfoot.
Yeah, he's playing it off like, I take my grandkids down here to the watershed to really take them down.
Your grandkids come visit you down there is what it is. And...
Wow, yeah, that guy, wow. He was, I didn't realize they had all the photos. That was like a little bonus for all of us. So.
You know,
I was going to say, I was kind of hoping it was going to be the famous Tony Bennett. Like,
yeah,
like
I was singer. Just going to bring that up. I was going to say the kicker is his name is fucking Tony Bennett.
Like this down there singing and picking up trash. And he's like, maybe really let himself go. Like, I don't know.
He's like an American treasure. And he's just like running around this feral man beast. That's cool, though.
That would be awesome if that's what Tony Bennett looked like today. He went from like the classic. He's just a homeless man with a
COVID man. COVID is just everybody.
COVID took him into a deep dark place.
Tony Bennett into a caveman.
I look very similar to that up until about a week ago. And then I shaved.
Honestly, I did. I actually just shaved my head. I don't know if.
It's kind of shiny. You're like, we need to put some, you know, take the light down in there or something, man. It's been blinding.
Look at that. You can see your reflection in it.
I do. Man, I look good.
Absolutely.
You do. So, you look amazing.
Thank you.
So I saw that. I want to touch on this real quick. I saw the other day that there was a like tennis, the French Open is going on, and the number two female player in the world, she withdrew from the tournament because the whatever the tennis association is, they were she was skipping press conferences after her matches because of, I think, because of anxiety and like just not and stuff like that. Well, so she withdraws, citing the dangers of press conferences or something. The way it was worded was kind of funny, but so she withdrew, which was like a big deal. She's like the number two ranked tennis player. Well, then not even like 2 days later, the number four ranked woman hurt herself leaving the press conference. She twisted her ankle and had to withdraw from the fucking French Open on top of it. And I was like, how fucking karma is that? They make her go, and then she fucking hurts herself. Yeah, so two in like 2 days.
Yeah, I definitely heard about that. She said that she just suffers from anxiety, and she didn't want to do the press conference. She said that she had told the league that she wasn't going to go to the press conference prior.
Yeah, it was like it was well known. She was getting in trouble at that. She was like getting like fined and things for not going, yeah, and they were going to suspend her or something. Yeah, and she was like, "Well, fine. I'll just withdraw then." Like, and she's the number two ranked lady. Like, yeah.
Do you remember the whole interview of "I'm just here so I won't get fined"?
Yeah, yep. Who was that?
That was Marshawn Lynch, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he would just sit there
because they're all. It's in their contract that they have to go to these press conferences.
And they do not like. Every time I watch one of those things, I'm like, man, that person just does not want. And I wouldn't want to be there either. It's like when Bill Belichick's up there is like, you people are beneath me. Like, why am I even talking to you? And
well, the funny thing is,
it's like some jackass blogger asking some dumb question. Yeah, like, you know, like, exactly. Why don't I have time for? Like, it used to be that was, you know, used to be it was the Washington Post or, you know, New York Times or somebody impressive. Now it's some, you know, georgesblog.com who got press credentials and they're asking dumb questions. And I think they just don't like it anymore.
Well, all they want is their emotional response. They want them to lose their mind. Yeah. And sometimes they do, you know, and then you get them bites like the practice, the Allen Iverson practice thing. Like if there wasn't somebody asking the question and he wasn't pissed off about it, they would have never got that response. That's what they want. They want someone to lose their mind. And then it's news. Other than that, it's like, yeah, we played good. Team played good. We got to try better. It was a team effort. We lost this one together. Like, that's all it is ever. Like,
we should do we should do post podcast
press conference.
Press conference.
I'm only here because I'm getting paid.
How'd you feel that podcast went, Jonas? You were looking awful shaky in the third quarter.
I thought, well, you know, I came out strong. I got halftime. I was feeling a little weak. I got my second win, start of the third, you know, but 110%. Yeah, like,
Well, the guest host really hit us in the back. We didn't see that one coming in.
I really had to carry the third wheel on this one. Yeah, really. It was me down. My power, my energy was just.
Yeah, we drafted this guy, and he's clearly no good. And so, yeah.
So, but yeah, like, I just thought that was, it was so fucking like, yeah, that's what you get. Like you pressure this poor girl into anxiously resigning from her career, like, to win this tournament. And then one of your other tennis players gets hurt leaving a press conference. Like, it was just like karma.
She signed the contract.
I mean, you want to be a pro tennis player, you know what that entails.
You signed the contract. You're not going to give back all the money, but yet you don't want to do all that the contract asks you to do.
Right. Like, when we sign our contract and they make us, like, hold up all the stuff during the whole podcast, yeah. I may hate it, but you know what? I'm getting paid to do that.
Yeah, it's like you're doing something that you love, and frankly, it's probably easier than working a 9-to-5 that most people have to work, and it pays way more. You got to do the interviews sometimes. If you don't want to, continue to pay the fines. And then, like I said, she felt that strongly about not doing it. She did the right thing.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, you did sign it, and that's the funny thing about contracts is they're legally binding.
That's why you have lawyers and you read them, because if you just don't sign it.
I don't think I've ever read anything I've ever signed. Okay, I'll sign it, whatever. But
I feel like if something ever happened where, like, you know, with a podcast or just anything like that, and they were like, hey, we want to sponsor you, you sign this contract. Like, I feel like that would be the first time in my life that it
Flaming Hot
like,
Cheetos.
You know? Right, exactly. Like, the terms and conditions would sponsor. Uber apply to me, and I would, like, read that shit with a fine tooth comb to make sure they're not,
we're
like...
We're going to get a lawyer to look at it.
Yeah.
If we do anything, mm-hmm. sir.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, exactly. The lure ain't going to charge anything compared to the jargon. Money.
Yeah, if Takis shows up and wants to sponsor you, you're going to ask some questions. It's
like, you have to eat a whole bag of Takis every 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Or poopsenders.com. You never know who's going to show up. It could be anybody we've talked about.
I would let poopsenders.com sponsor the podcast.
I would support you in that.
Yeah. Well, then TNT's like,
nope.
Something illegal about that.
He doesn't want to be mixed up in the illegal businesses. I do remember Marshawn Lynch doing that, though, because, yeah, that's literally, like, all he would say. He wouldn't really say anything else. He would just be like, yeah, I'm here because I would get in trouble.
He didn't want to get fined. He didn't want to talk.
I don't blame him. Like, I get it. There's probably days you really don't want to do it. Now, granted, if I got paid that much, I'd like to think if I got paid that much to play a game that maybe I'd play along with the thing. I can give them, you know, bullshit answers, but, you know, whatever.
Like, and most of them do. Most professional athletes do play along.
I just can't imagine.
They don't want to be there.
Being like Tom Brady or somebody, and like you have just a shit bucket of a game, and you cost your team the game, and you like literally you've made so many mistakes. You know, it's like it's a team effort, but it's your fault. You turn the ball over 10 times or whatever. Then you go out there and just like, how the field really sucked today. And you're like, well, let me tell you how it feels to really suck today. You know, you already feel like shit. And then they're out there just like picking at you about it.
Yeah. Just cry and go viral.
Right, like do that, like crying, like quit picking on Britney person from way back in the day.
No, honestly,
picking on me.
I'd like to think I'd have more fun with these press conferences. Just act like a jackass the entire time, just making do Britney stuff. You know,
well, whatever. That's like Cam Newton
talking a high squeaky voice the whole time is like, I don't know. I had fun. It was great.
Oh, Elmo.
But some of them show up, like Cam Newton shows up in like the most eccentric clothing you could possibly, like big old crazy top hats with feathers in them and stuff, like coming out looking suave as ish. Like, but they're just like, this is what you put on after you play a football game? Like, that's like,
hey, if we're going to do a press conference that I don't want to do, I'm going to make it a game for me.
I'm going to be on TV, right? You're going to look good, right?
Yeah, well, it's all press. People know who he is. It's like, if you show up dressed crazy as hell, they're going to be like, who's the guy who came out in a bunny suit? Like that, you know, like they're going to get some recognition.
It's so, like Santa Claus every week and just...
Yeah, so, you know, most of them probably feel debilitating and awful and like they want to die when they're doing the press conferences. So speaking of being debilitated and wanting to die.
Good segue.
Yeah. Nice. I found out this today. This actually happened back in the 80s. It's called the Lake Nyos disaster. And I didn't even know that this is even possibly a thing. This happened. This was in Cameroon. So there's a lake. It's called Lake Nyos. And what happened is there was some sort of like an eruption underneath the surface, and it produced a giant cloud of carbon dioxide, 1.6 million tons of carbon dioxide. And it initially came out of the lake and went straight up in the atmosphere. But then whatever the barometric conditions, whatever, it ended up concentrating and coming back down to Earth. And hitting a village, it killed 1,700 people and 3,500 livestock because it was all CO2, and it moved. It was such a big pocket that the people died from asphyxiation. Because they couldn't get any oxygen. And I was like, and now at this point, since then, it says they've put like degassing things in the water, and they built systems to make sure this doesn't happen again. I had no clue that could happen, and that is some of the scariest shit I've ever heard. Life, you're just like walking around, you just fall over dead.
Yeah, I feel like if the earth farts and you die, you're kind of like, you had it was your time, man. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you.
I feel like there's certain times that you're meant to be. Like, I told TNT, like, I want to go skydiving, and he's like, what if your chute doesn't open? And I go, if my chute and my backup chute don't open, it was my time to go.
It's your time. Like,
no, because you decided to jump out of a plane.
No,
I'm afraid that you kind of gave destiny a little shove in the back if you jump out of a plane.
Hey man, you got to take the risk sometime. You got to jump every now and then, and you know.
right. Why?
This is awfully hypothetical for you. I don't understand why you're even.
I don't want to depart from the story, but tell me that you're not one of those guys that you ever gone skydiving?
I have not. No.
Would you?
Do you want to? Would you?
I would. I don't want to.
No. I got you. Okay, so like if it came about, you would do it, but it isn't like I need to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people do it. I'm like, oh, okay, that kind of looks fun. I've heard I've heard if you have bad sinuses that like it, like the fall, like the pressure change on the way down, like really can screw with you. So
give you nosebleeds.
Yeah, bleeding. Like it's like your head, it's like the opposite of scuba diving, right? And so you're like, your head's just like going crazy. I've heard that's a thing. I don't know if it is.
Oh, that makes sense. Cause like when I fly in an airplane, my ears get really clogged and pop, but you would like have that drop where it takes like 30 seconds and you're falling thousands of feet.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be kind of weird, but I think we should take TNT skydiving. You want to do that?
You couldn't pay him enough to do it. I think. Would you do it if somebody paid you to do it?
How much?
What would it cost?
I don't know. Make an offer.
I don't have that kind of money, I'm sure.
Well, how about that?
No, you haven't even tried.
How about this? Did you watch the A-Team growing up? Y'all remember that?
Oh, I did, yeah.
I'm a little before my time, but I know what it is.
So Mr. T's character, B.A. Baracus, like was his whole thing is he hated to fly. He wouldn't fly. And they had to fly all the time because they're the A-Team. So they drugged him. They snuck. They would literally roofie him every episode.
Oh, that's right.
He would wake up like that. He was already there, and he was pissed off because they did it. And so every episode they roofied him. Like, and I was just like, as I'm sitting here right now, going, "That's fucked up, man." Like
they date rape him every single episode. Like right. He'll be all right. He'll be fine once he gets there.
So if we roofie Dynamite, just take him with us. You know,
he would murder us.
You're just gonna put Rohypnol in me. I'm just gonna wake up in a tandem. In the plane.
Hey,
you
got to
find a shady ass skydiving company that'll take a knocked out person up in the plane. Like, with three of us are like, is he okay? Oh, he's fine. He's right. He's just scared.
Yeah. Just roll him up. Just roll him out. Birthday. He'll wake up on the way down. Don't worry.
Yeah, right?
It's his birthday surprise. We roofied him. So he would be. All right, TNT, $20 and a ride in Tim's boat.
Absolutely not.
Damn it. No. Tim, okay, let me ask you a question. I'm going to go back to the story. I promise. We're tangenting. If you've ever asked someone to, like, how do you ask someone to get in? Do you say, do you want to go on a boat ride? Or do you say, do you want to get in my boat? Like, I said something to him about going on a boat ride with you. And he was like, why are you calling it a fucking boat ride? And I'm like, what else is it? So as the man with a boat, what do you do? How do you ask someone to go?
You say, hey, I'm heading out on my boat. You want to go? And
never say boat ride unless you're talking to like a toddler.
We're gonna go on a boat ride. My kids would be like, "Ooh, really? Where?
Ooh, boat ride sounds great." Okay, all right, I lose.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
So I upped my boating game, and I finally bought one of these lily pads. Have you ever seen these things? You know,
what is that?
It's the rage on the lake. Everybody has them now. Like, in this, but basically, what it is, imagine, you know what those little like. Now foam noodles are, right?
Well,
imagine a flat foam noodle that's 6 feet wide and 20 feet long.
Oh my God.
Spread it. It rolls out and it just floats on the water. And that's what this thing is. It's a lily pad. So, and you can play on it, walk on it, lay on it. It is a game changer being.
Oh, you can walk on it in the water and it doesn't go. It doesn't
I can't. I'm a little heavy for it, but my kids run back and forth on it, but yeah, no, it's great.
Wow. So they can they're just like running on the water. Like, yeah, I'm sure a grown adult, you'll sink. Yeah, like, if you're
Does it get waterlogged?
No, it doesn't soak in water. It's just it's a real dense foam that doesn't get waterlogged, so it just sits there floating the entire, as long as you leave it out there.
I've never heard of this thing.
Oh, nice. Do you ever, pull people behind your boat on a tube? Like, do the tubing thing? Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
I've got to So here's the thing about tubing. So tubing is amazing when you're less than 25. Once you get past that number, you start being like, I'm sore and it's been 6 days. Like, why am I still sore? Like, yeah.
I could imagine if you're holding on and the boat driver is an asshole and makes you flip, that like it hurts like a bitch. Like, I could imagine smacking the water going like 60 miles an hour does not feel good at all. I can't.
Funny enough, I have a story about that.
Awesome. <Tell me. laughs> Yeah.
So when I was in college, like the boat is a family boat. It's not my personal boat. So it's the same boat that my family's had since college. And so I'd gone out and I hadn't been out in a long time. Like it'd probably been a year since I'd been out. So kind of the first time out and we're like tubing. And so I had a couple of friends with me and one of the girls brought her boyfriend. He was fine after that, but he jumped out on the tubes like, hey, go and pull me on the tube. So it was the first person I'd pulled on a tube in, I don't know, a year, 2 years. Like, it had been a long time. So I'd kind of forgotten how to do it.
Oh, God.
And I forgot what the speed you're supposed to do it at is. And turns out I went a little too fast. And so, but yeah, no, what I am really good at is throwing you off of it. Like I knew how to do that. So turns out when you're at 30 miles an hour on the water and you throw him off the tube, and he's being a good sport because he didn't really know anybody. He's some dude, some chick's boyfriend. Right. He's trying to be cool. But anyways, so I whip it around and he flies off. This, I shit you not, this dude skipped like a rock across the water. Like it was like, like I was like, and I just saw him bouncing across the water. And I was like,
you're like, I killed a man today.
Like, oh, and he's just flailing, you know, he's no control. He's just flipping and bouncing. And I'm like,
just arms and legs.
Shit. I was going too fast. So anyways, we pull back around like, hey, you all right? Like everything good. He's just like, he's not really talking. Like, you okay, man? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And he just kind of like
life preserver.
He kind of just like crawls back up into the boat and just kind of goes and sits down and like wraps with a towel and just like, you know, rocks back and forth in the fetal position. Like this, like he was like, and he was bruised. I felt like such a dick. Like,
I'm sure it's traumatizing. Dude.
He literally bruised. His body was bruised from this act. So I've never forgotten that, but he,
how fast do you go on what do you normally do when you're how fast do you usually take?
You should be around 20 max, maybe 22.
15.
Yeah, 15 to 20. Yeah, and that's enough.
Okay. It still feels the rush. You still get the rush going 15, 20 miles an hour.
And if you took physics in high school or college or wherever you take physics, you learned about angular velocity. So you learn that when you turn that thing and it's a rope, it actually kind of slingshots you around. Mm-hmm. So you can be going
actually faster than that.
So you can be going like 15, but the tube's going 25 because it's like, literally, if you do it right, it will pass you. You can actually hit the tube where it will actually pass the boat for a minute and then it will whip them around and kill them. So you have to stop immediately. As soon as they're up even with you, you have to kill the engine or you will kill them.
Danger is mounting so much. It makes me want to do it less and less.
Have I talked you out of it yet? Like let's stick on the lily pad.
As an old man, and then the story about you almost killing a man and then how you can get murdered. Yeah, dude, I'm like, sign me up for tubing.
Yeah, Jonas's tombstone. He went out like he wanted to on a tube.
Right.
Yep. That's how I live my life, dude. It's the only time I'm not in a tube. Right.
He signed the contract.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. That's from then on. I've had people sign waivers because I'm like, this is not going to go well for me.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all in the contract. Exactly. So, well, guys, it's about that time. We have got the podcast done. Tim, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything? Any closing words? Anything you want to say to the people listening at home?
Yeah, man, keep those tubes under 20.
That's a fair assessment.
And don't send me any shit on my porch. Oh, those are the things I really don't want you to do.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Easy enough.
TNT.
Thanks for joining us, Tim. It was wonderful. I did want to talk more about the death cloud of carbon dioxide, but that's all right. You know,
all right. Here, what do you guys say? We'll do a little extra,
dude. I just want to know when the government is going to weaponize this.
That's actually, it's happened like 30 years ago. Like, why wouldn't they think about like dropping a bomb that just unleashes a giant cloud of carbon dioxide? It doesn't explode. It just.
Just an indiscriminate.
That'd be a lot of carbon dioxide to put in a container. I don't know how.
Oh, that's actually true. I wonder how big it is.
It would have to be like two jumbo jets, like compressed CO2 that'll just fall at once. And so
okay. That's a valid point.
There's my cue.
Oh, somebody likes me on Tinder.
Oh, nice. Ooh,
what, so, can we talk about that?
No.
Yeah. So, but all right, everybody. That is all time we have for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Please go to crazytown.com. That is our YouTube channel to subscribe, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that crap. But for Jonas,
TNT,
and Tim.
Start vibing.
Are out.
I'm getting uncomfortable.